A coming-of-age story, a frustrated local girlfriend, and some sad news for young people.
Yeah, good morning and welcome to your Daily Batuta for Monday, the 4th of October. It is a public holiday, but as you said when I started here in the newsroom, Clancy, the news never sleeps. So we are going to get into it, and we're going to start off today with a nice story. It's about a young woman who showed off her new disposable income by not giving herself alcohol poisoning at pre-drinks.
Yes, what a lovely one this was over the weekend. After defying the odds and actually using her fresh university degree to get a job with a decent salary, a young woman by the name of Sally Frizzell showed up for pre-drinks with her mates. Now, normally that would be a rapid-fire session, but this time, with a decent paycheck landing a few days earlier, Sally drank at a steady pace that indicated she had the money to pay inflated prices for drinks at the pub later in the evening. If you are listening from outside of this town, we can go to the pub here, which is why this story makes sense. So good on you, Sally. Maybe eventually you won't have to live in a share house with six people.
I think she was ordering non-happy hour cocktails as well, Clancy, but did end up giving herself alcohol poisoning in the end anyway.
Oh, la la, that's flash.
Elsewhere around the Channel Country, a girlfriend is no longer feeling flattered by her boyfriend's short sexual stamina.
Yes, sounds like the honeymoon period is well and truly over for this French Quarter couple. Local girlfriend Bethany Alderson confirmed that she'd had enough of laughing, you know, in a kind of encouraging way at her new boyfriend's inadequacies. While she used to justify his rapid sexual performance by telling herself he must be super attracted to her, she has now decided enough is enough. He needs to sort this shit out, Bethany explained to our reporter over the weekend. I've told him to get online, one of those mosh doctors, and get on top of it, or he might be hitting the free market soon.
Finishing up with some more national news, and the government has made illegal vapes more illegal.
Yes, the federal government is coming down hard on those delicious little lung lollies. Already illegal to buy and sell, electronic cigarettes will now be illegal to buy and sell unless you have a prescription from a doctor. This means that vapers will supposedly no longer be able to pick up their lychee-flavoured lung shortness from a dodgy tobacconist that cleverly hides their vape range on a sticky tape bit of downward-facing cardboard that was once a box of Monster Energy drinks.
Not ideal at all. What will teenagers do going forward?
Probably just smoke ciggies.
They are a little bit more expensive. Anyway, that's where we'll leave you today. Hope you have a nice day off, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Hey, right.